How does someone live a truly wealthy life? This answer will most likely differ depending on the individual, because we all have different values when it comes to our money. John Christensen created something he calls the Money EQ Test to help people explore their emotional relationship to money. He is the founder and CEO of Highland Private Wealth Management, and he joins us now from Bellevue, Washington, to talk more about the test and how it works. Hello there.
Hey, how are you doing?
I've heard of the phrase emotional intelligence and an EQ for a bunch of years, but not in the context of money. What does it mean in the context of money?
Yeah, so similar to IQ, you can have high IQ, but maybe not high EQ. We all know people like that, super smart, but maybe socially more challenged. Financially, it's the same thing. You can be super successful financially, but have your emotional connection to money could be disabled or challenged. And it was really what I was experiencing with clients, where I was seeing them in a situation that just didn't make sense. The emotional reactions I was seeing didn't correspond and correlate to reality. And it dawned on me that there was these emotional connections going on that just didn't make sense.
How did you design the test? How did you come up with the questions? What was the thinking behind it?
Yeah, so the assessment, the thinking was just around what I was experiencing and what I was seeing. I was trying to figure out a way to express what I was seeing and give some helpful advice to people so that, one, I wasn't trying to put anybody in a box. I was just trying to say, hey, look, we all have some natural wiring as it relates to our money and emotional connection to our money. And if the premise is, stepping back just a second, if the premise is that our emotions as it relates to money lead directly to and correlate directly to the decisions we make as it relates to our money, and those can be both positive and negative. So, and then not only impact us positively and negatively, but those around us. So that was kind of the premise. And so if we can be more conscious of what those emotions are and maybe even shift them to a more healthy reaction, then that's a good thing. We might have better outcomes. But what I was experiencing was a couple of things. One was across this ownership stewardship spectrum. And the idea being how you viewed your money from a steward, which would say, much like a steward, a fiduciary would say, this money has a priority base to it. It's ours, in other words, in a grander scheme. An owner would take the position of, no, this money's mine for my benefit. Mm. So that was kind of the first spectrum I was seeing things on. And then the second one was the mindset that money had around money, from an abundance mindset to a stewardship mindset. Abundance mindset would say, I have plenty, I have sufficiency, I have enough, maybe even more than enough. And it isn't so much about the dollar amount. It was about really the mindset of the money. You can have someone who isn't necessarily wildly financially successful still have an abundance mindset. Fuel tank, if you will, on your car, the fuel gauge would say it's full. My fuel tank's full. Scarcity, on the other hand, was this sense of, not that the fuel tank's empty, I just need more.
Right.
So you could have someone who has significant financial resources just say, I just need more. There's winners and losers when you're a scarcity. There's zero-sum game. There's kind of that musical chairs, the kids game. There isn't going to be a chair for me, so I got to get enough. So,
right.
So those two spectrums were the ones that I focused on and are writing the questions to elicit those responses, and where are you on each of those spectrums?
So I did the test, and I was high abundance and high stewardship, which basically makes me amazing, right? I'm like the
you
most amazing. I am the most I'm only mostly kidding. I do think I'm – listen, I focus on personal finance all the time. I am highly values-oriented. If I did terribly on your silly little test, I would have never booked this interview in the first place. I would have canceled everything. But tell me what I should infer from those results.
So high abundance, high stewardship would say you land in a very healthy space with money. And that healthy space, because the other three spaces you could have landed in are very much fear-based. Mm. And it doesn't mean that you don't and won't respond to those to money in those ways. But your natural wiring, whether it is you are enlightened or you have done a bunch of work or you are really values-oriented, and my hope is that all that is true. And you answered the questions from a very truthful perspective, because I can't evaluate that part. So So you answer them honestly and objectively, and if that says true, I'm content. I have a sense of contentment as it relates to my money. That leads to a place of confidence. It leads to a place of calm. Generosity comes out of that place. And so the inference for you would be, it's not that I got it all figured out. It just says that I actually have a fairly healthy natural response to money. I could easily get in it for me. I'm also in a content space, but I work very hard. Mm. I can easily get triggered back into old patterns that are grounded in my history and grounded in the way I was raised as it related to money and the messages I got and took into my adult life. So that can happen for me. But focusing on generosity might be a place for you to think about, that's another possibility for me to evolve and continue to improve. This isn't a one and done, got there. It's a journey. I think our relationship with money is a journey. So I think there's opportunities, even though you're content, to say, what more can I do to ground myself in money in healthier and healthier ways?
There were a whole bunch of questions that you answer. I can't even remember how many there were, but some of them struck me in an interesting way. So one was about using money to help family and friends, which is not something mm-hmm. that I would do. Does that mean mm-hmm. in that particular dimension, is that going to be a negative to my EQ? And the reason I do it, it's not because I'm cheap. It's just because I don't see that as being a lever of support that works in the context of my family and friends. Just wouldn't be. I would absolutely show up with cookies in times of crisis, but I wouldn't be cutting a check. Tease that out for me.
Yeah, so, obviously all these questions, it's very, very difficult to write questions that will apply across every possible scenario. But in general, what you can start to feel is a sense of, do I have this open-handed sense to my money that what most wealth creators will say when I research them is, what do I want more of? I don't want more stuff. I want more experiences with the people I care most about. Mm. That's what I want to use my money for. And so that's what leads to joy and fulfillment and more of that abundance mindset. So to the extent your particular circumstances are such that for whatever the reason, family and friends aren't the place you want to be open-handed with your money, that may be unique to you. But it would say that that's an indicator of, how open-handed am I with my money with the people I care the most about in my life? These aren't strangers. These are the people closest to you, I would assume. So that would just be, off the cuff what I would suggest.
Yeah. You did ask a lot of questions around charity and charitable giving. Is that mm-hmm. is that inextricably linked with a high emotional quotient? Because I think some people would react to that in a negative way. I know lots of people who I think are values oriented. They just don't think about it in terms of, the Bill Gates Foundation. That's not where they're placing their bets.
Yeah, well, the reality of it is, the studies show that it's, not my opinion. There's plenty of studies that show that generous people are happier, healthier, live longer. You get there's free dopamine from being generous. it doesn't. I just wrote an article today. It's published in MarketWatch today on the idea that there's more and more people in the millionaire camp, or it's called affluent camp, that we can't take the money with us. And so to the extent that we are viewing the money as from an ownership perspective and a scarcity mindset, that I've got to worry about my self-sufficiency, those can tend to be very catabolic from an energy standpoint, catabolic responses to money that don't lead us to that same contentment right. and joy place. So my experience has been that when we're more open-handed with money, i.e. more generous, that we have more of an abundance mindset and good things just happen in that. It's that idea of you've never met an unhappy, generous person. So that's where that comes from. It's sure not the Holy Grail, and it's sure not trying to tell somebody, hey, you have to be generous. I don't believe you do have to be generous. I just see very successful, happy, healthy people who are generous.
Where can people do the test for themselves? What's the link for people to search?
Yeah, the easiest place to go is moneyeq.com. And if that's overly challenging, go to my website, jcchristian.com, and you can navigate there.
I think they can handle moneyeq.com.
Either one of those will get you to the assessment. It's free. And the beauty of it is that it'll give you your where you are naturally, give you some ideas around what are the feelings and emotions you have in that space.
Yeah.
What are some opportunities for you to improve that relationship with money?
John, thank you for talking about this with us today. We appreciate it.
Love the questions. Thanks very much for having me.
John Christensen, founder and CEO of Highland Private Wealth Management. He is the developer of the Money EQ test.